If you live in or near a very small town, it's a big blow when you lose your only grocery store. It's rare that one ever comes back to fill that void. But that wasn't the case for this town. They found a unique way to pool their resources to create even more than what they might have imagined. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
For many residents of Friend, Nebraska, it's hard to remember a time when Jim Vossler wasn't on the city council or serving as mayor.
Yeah, I was on council for 10 years, and then I was mayor for 12, and then I decided I'd done it enough, and I quit for 4 years. Well, then I was asked to come back, and I did it for another 12 years. I'm out again, and I'm out for good. 34 years is enough, I decided.
But today, Jim is retired, but still has time to show folks around the town of Friend, which has a population of just under 1,000. About 5 years ago, they lost their only grocery store. They found a unique way to reestablish one.
We didn't have one for a year or so. Anyhow, a bunch of people got together and they ended up building a whole new facility. It's a gas station, grocery store, quick shop, liquor store, and everything all in one huge building. There's 45 investors in it. I think it's about a $4 million project.
That's about 45 investors pulling together to make something great happen. I look around this town, and you can tell there's something about the way the citizens view where they live.
Well, the bottom line, you got to have community pride, and you got to have that in your citizens, and if you don't, you're fighting an uphill battle. There's always the naysayers, but as a rule, the good comes out, and it gets taken care of.
Jim says it's a community effort, but this town, with a welcoming name, has done well compared to others its size.
Oh, I think they want the small town atmosphere. I mean, for a small town, we have a lot to offer. I think people like the opportunities their kids get in the smaller schools. If you come to our town, you'll notice there's a lot to offer for a small town.
Traveling the countryside in Friend, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.